It's not just Iraqis who have a stake in the outcome of the election this weekend. People in many other countries will be watching with special interest, including American troops who've completed their tours in Iraq. Youth Radio has been talking to many young soldiers as they've come home. Here are two. They will be paying close attention to the news on Sunday.
My name is Kevin Walters. I'm 24. I joined the military when I was 20. I've been back for 9 months. I was 82nd Airborne Infantry, so we did all the patrolling in town.
My name is Nicole Goodwin. I'm 24 years old. I am a single mother. I joined the military when I was 20 years old.
The elections are the biggest thing on my mind right now, obviously. They are with about anyone. You know, the overall good of the situation is that people are starting a democratic process.
Democracy is not an easy thing to promote to anyone. For these people, basically, they did not choose a man to elect for president. America chose a man for them to elect for president.
I hope the elections go well, since supposedly that was the whole reason we were over there. But I expect a lot of violence. I think anyone saying there won't be is probably pretty foolish. Sometimes violence is the price you have to pay to move forward, to be progressive, to change things. We have a stake in the world, and sometimes it takes armies to protect your interests. It takes armies to protect people.
It's really a false sense of hope that Americans want to see so their troops can come home, not realizing that the troops are going to need more than just this election to bring them back.
But when I was in Fallujah, I would never think about the ideals of democracy and why we were really over there helping those people. There'd be snide remarks from one guy to another, like, oh, what the hell are we over here for anyways with these people shooting at us? Or if they just quit this crap, we could actually start helping them. The ideals of democracy have no place on a battlefield.
When I was in Iraq, I didn't really have a chance to interact with a lot of the Iraqis, but there was this one translator that I did meet. He was a translator for our unit. And he seemed to be a soft-spoken intellectual man. He was a microbiologist, as he told me. He just felt lost. And all that degree and all that education, all that hard work was just sinking. We just both felt that we want to be anywhere but where we were at that time. And I really don't know if the elections are going to help him find his way out and better himself as much as he wanted to, as much as maybe I want him to.
I find myself thinking about a man that we had accidentally caught one night. He had had his tongue cut out by Saddam after we'd figured out that we shouldn't have brought him back to the base with us, and we had him outside the detention area. I was a few feet away, and I noticed that he was doing little magic tricks for everyone to kind of entertain them. So I'll be thinking of him on Election Day, because hopefully he'll get out there and vote.
Iraq War veterans Kevin Walters, who now lives in Indianapolis, and Nicole Goodwin, who lives in New York City. They come to us through Youth Radio.